BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. President Trump has accused Qatar of what he called historically funding terrorism and has asked the Gulf state to stop it. He also urged other countries in the region to cease teaching hate and to end the ideology that supports terrorism. Earlier, his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, called on Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states to ease their blockade of Qatar. The British Prime Minister Theresa May is keeping faith with her main ministers as she forms a minority government to enter Brexit negotiations in a much weaker position than before her party suffered significant losses in Thursday's snap election. She said crucial talks on Britain leaving the European Union would begin on schedule in 10 days' time. Mrs. May said she would now work with the small Democratic Unionist Party in Northern Ireland. The DUP leader has made no mention of what she might ask for in return. The first of seven judges in Brazil's top electoral court has voted to strip President Michel Temer of his office over corruption in the 2014 presidential election. The other six judges are due to vote later. A guilty verdict would lead to the election of a new interim president by Congress. Parliament in Croatia has approved seven ministers in a new coalition government, ending political deadlock since April. It comes a day after Croatia's biggest employer, the retail group Agrokor, secured a $500 million loan to address the problems that led to the breakdown of the previous coalition. The Zambian opposition leader Hakainde Hichilema, who is facing treason charges, has been moved to a maximum security prison well away from the jail in Lusaka, where he's been held. Mr. Hichilema said he didn't know why he'd been moved. The International Olympic Committee's executive board has recommended naming the hosts for the Games in 2024 and 2028 at the same time. Members are expected to vote on the proposal next month, with Los Angeles and Paris the only contenders. That's the BBC News.